We're going to take you now to a place that is seemingly far away from the political fray in Washington, D.C. It is an enormous refugee camp in remote northeastern Kenya. But the U.S. debate over immigration has had an immediate and direct impact there. And let's talk about it with NPR's Eder Peralta, who is at the camp and joins us on the line. And Eder, tell us exactly where you are.
So I'm in Dadaab, which is the largest refugee camp in the world. There's about 280,000 mostly Somali refugees here. And the UN Refugee Agency, which runs the camp, says that 26,000 of them were in the process of applying for refugee status in the United States. And now, of course, all that has stopped because of the executive action taken by President Trump. Mm-hmm. I've been here talking to people for several days now, and here's what I heard.
The streets of Dadaab are crowded with people and cars. You find refugees selling goats and shaving ice. Dadaab is basically a mega village. The Somali refugees sell pots and pans and make colorful headscarves on manual sewing machines. In one of those stores, I find a group of men sitting on a carpet, having an intense conversation. It is, of course, about President Trump. The elder man on the carpet, Khalif Abdi Noor, says talking about Trump has become a pastime in the camp. He can't believe, he says, that a first world president would resort to targeting people because of their faith. Noor and his family were directly affected by President Trump's orders. They were to be settled in the United States. They had been waiting for 9 years. And then last month, they were told to get ready to go. They got tested for TB and got treated for parasites. They sold things, their house and their shop, to buy rolling suitcases. And then they let themselves start dreaming about Texas, which would be their new home.
I felt like the cowboy hat.
Even though Texas is mostly heat, he imagined a cold place with snow, far away from the arid landscape of Dadaab.
Only to be left in the dust and the sun.
He says he jokes, but he's actually really sad. His wife, Halima Boule, is sitting just across the room and cuts in. She says she dreamed of an America where they could be normal people, where they wouldn't have to be fed by an aid group, a place where they could have the ability to make their own fate. Across the camp and away from the bustle of the market, I meet Carlos Trasfia. He's Ethiopian and his wife, Zemzem Siraji, is Somali. They've also spent 9 years waiting to be resettled to the United States. They were done with their fingerprints and their interviews and were just waiting for a flight out. Now, they don't know what their fate will be.
Only God and Trump knows. Our hope is just in their hand. In their hand. First to God, second to Trump.
I ask him if any of this makes him angry.
What will I bring if just I'm angry? I don't have any power. I'm voiceless.
Trasfia asks me if I want to meet his children. So we walk across the camp. Each house is surrounded by a fence made of braided twigs, like something a bird would build.
This is my place.
Trasfia has 5 kids. All his work, all his hope, he says, is for them.
For example, this guy.
He points at Fuez, his 16-year-old.
I expect him a lot from him. He is going to do something. He repairs radio. He sets satellite dish. Repairs mobile. Yeah. At this age.
A smart kid.
Yeah.
But he knows that here in Dadaab, his kids won't become something. All 5 of them, he says, can't go to school at the camp because they're picked on. They have a Christian dad and a Muslim mom, so they're ostracized. And if they go back to Ethiopia or Somalia,
even more, our life will be more in danger.
At risk.
At risk.
So you hope to find a hope
we
that will accept
we hope
you.
We accept any hope, good hope.
Trasfia says his hope now is that President Trump changes his mind.
That's the voice of NPR's Eder Peralta, who is in Kenya in the largest refugee camp in the world. Eder is still on the line. And Eder, we have President Trump saying he wants to ban people from certain countries, including Somalia. We have the refugee program that is suspended. These things, though, could be temporary, the president says, if he can come to a place where he feels good about the vetting process. So is this just is total uncertainty now there?
Yeah, I mean, everyone I spoke to seems to be at a loss. That was the case even with the head of operations here for the UN, Jean Bosco Rushatsi. This is what he had to say.
It is really devastating for some, but you know, they have to face it. That's unfortunate, but there is no alternative solution right away.
Rushatsi says he's worried that more is coming from the Trump administration. The White House has been talking about cutting U.S. contributions to the UN and other multilateral organizations, and so Rushatsi's not sure where that would leave the camp. It's worth noting that the UN has already cut rations here by half because of a tough budget.
Okay, NPR's Eder Peralta speaking to us from the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya. Eder, thanks.
Thank you, David.